realize that any time somebody tells me to do something, I'm going to say, fuck off.
On this episode of The Commercial Break.
I mean, I would love to bring this home to my parents.
Yeah, this is the kind of guy you want to bring home to your parents.
Hey, what do you do? Well, he's a party organizer,
I'm a party
Dad.
Organizer, Kent. What more do you need to know? And I love your daughter's tits. How much more information can I give you?
We met at my friend's 21st birthday.
We met at the kindergarten party down the street. I brought the pony.
The next episode of The Commercial Break starts now.
Welcome back to The Commercial Break. I'm Brian Green. This is the director of Everything Wonderful, Kristen Joy Hoadley. Best to you, Chrissy.
Best to you, Brian.
And best to you out there in the podcast universe.
Aliens.
You get an episode, and you get an episode, and you get an episode. TCB, now 4 episodes a week. If I don't have to remind you, then if you would just download the episode, then I wouldn't have to remind you. But because you don't download the episode, I have to remind you to download the episode. There's this guy that I know. He's got, and I swear this is true. It's not, I'm not being like even a little bit exaggerative. Every single Facebook post or Instagram post that he puts out about their podcast is, go listen to my podcast. Go listen to my podcast. Go listen to my podcast. I have a podcast. Go listen to my podcast. Every single episode. And I've noticed a declining amount of people liking those posts over the years. It went from like, you know, I don't know, 50, right? To now 2 people liking his post. Because you know what? No one wants to hear about your fucking podcast. No one wants to hear about our fucking podcast either. But, you know, we keep talking about it and putting out more episodes. So, yes, 4 days a week. Thank you very much. We really would appreciate it if you would go subscribe and follow and all that other stuff. So you do get the latest episodes. You don't have to listen to all of them. Just download them. We don't care if you listen to it. We just want you to download it.
That's correct.
The vanity metric upon which the podcast universe rolls is the download. And so please go download the episode. Chrissy, I wanted to share something that I thought was very interesting. Did you know your favorite band from the 90s, early 2000s, the early aughts and the 90s, is making a comeback, a reunion, if you will? And so now I'm going to leave you to guess at exactly who that is.
Oh, God.
And while you do that, I'm going to turn off the fan in this studio that's making all that noise. So you go guess. We're going to keep rolling here.
Okay. Oh, my favorite band from the 90s and early aughts.
From the 90s. They started in the 90s, and then they went on, I think, to the early aughts. I think they were around in the early 2000s.
The Pixies?
No, the Pixies have been together for a long time.
No, I love the Pixies.
Oh, I do love the Pixies. But I've seen them in concert a few times. And here's the thing about the Pixies, which I think is a lot like a lot of other bands that we talk about that are very heady type bands. Yes. I think Frank Black, quite frankly, is one of the most underrated singer-songwriters.
I love Frank Black so much.
Yeah, I just love him. I love him. And some of his solo stuff, solo I think, is so much better than the Pixies,
yes,
too.
Yeah. What was that one album?
Here
Comes Your Man.
Here
Comes Your Man. Dun, dun,
wait,
dun,
wasn't that a Pixies
dun, dun,
album? Or was that Frank Black on his own?
I think that was Frank Black on his own,
was
but
it?
Maybe not.
No, I think that was a Pixies song. But anyway, Frank Black.
In person, though.
In person. The Pixies are one of those bands where it's like, there's going to be about 25 minutes of the 2 hours where I'm like really enthralled with what's going on. And then I'm going to have to listen to the other songs.
Well, you're making me feel better because I cannot tell you.
You cannot tell
amount,
me
what? The amount of concerts this year that we have missed that we bought tickets for.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Why?
It just happened. Either we were exhausted. We were coming back from a trip. We were just exhausted and didn't want to go far away to Verizon, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
Or Papa Joe recently.
Yeah, that's true.
He was going through a lot and I just wouldn't have felt like I could have a good time.
No.
Because it was major news, like the day that stuff happened. So anyways, there's been about 4 or 5 concerts we bought tickets to, Pixies being one of them.
Okay. Have you ever seen them live?
I feel like I did maybe at a festival or something years ago, but not, you know.
I saw them at Lollapalooza first, and then I went and saw them a number of times when they got back together in the early 2000s, I think. And, you know, I love them. They put on a great show. And we went and saw them at the Fox when they just got
back together.
Reunited. Yeah, the reunion tour. And everyone was so fucking excited. But I get the feeling a little bit like most of the crowd was like me, right? Pixies have some fucking fantastic music, but they also have some music that's a little lesser known. You know, it's like it's like going to a Smashing Pumpkins concert, hoping to hear Disarm, Mayonnaise, and Silverfuck all back to back to back, just keep on playing those songs.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, you know, Billy Corgan goes on some weird musical exploration of jazz or something like that. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah.
And I love Billy, don't get me wrong. I get it, but it's like Radiohead not playing Creep. It's kind of like, okay, guys, just, you know, play that one song that everybody knows and we really like. Yeah.
So it's not the Pixies is what you're
saying.
It's
not the Pixies.
I mean, I have so many.
You want me to give you a hint?
Yes, please.
Let's go there. Let's make our escape. Come on, let's go there. I just can't wait. Can you take me higher?
Oh, my God.
To the place where we belong.
That's a really good clue, and I wish I could place the
Creed. Yeah. It's getting back together. They made the big announcement on their Instagram, and
everybody's been waiting.
At least 16 people liked it. Five days later, it was the lamest kind of. It was all the guys practicing. The guys that are not Scott, right? The lead singer, who I have had a little little interlude with at the airport one time. It's not Scott Stapp.
Is he still in it?
Yeah, he is, he hasn't been for a long time, right?
Know.
It's just been the other guys with some other singer. It's kind of like the, you know, I don't know, the Van Halen years without
Eddie Van Halen.
Not David Lee Roth, right?
Yes.
So he opens the studio door where they're practicing, and he goes, "Hey, guys, you want to take it higher?" And it's, you're like, oh, my God, this is the lamest way to. So anyway, they're getting together for two cruise concerts, which is where all the bands go to die. What just happened there?
I've never seen that.
What
before.
In the world just
Balloons
happened there?
Just went up on our screen.
Chrissy.
That was weird.
What in the world just happened there?
I don't know.
That was so fucking strange.
And let's roll with it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Somebody
sends you like a little emoji. Like,
I don't know how they would.
No, it was Creed.
Oh my
they were
God.
Saying thank you for promoting our reunion.
That was weird. Okay. I don't even know what to think about that.
We've been hacked.
Just to let you know what's going on here in the studio that has completely derailed the show. Chrissy and I are sitting here. We have three camera angles, one on Chrissy, one on me, and one center forward, which you've seen if you've been to the YouTube show. We record it through a program called OBS. It's pretty widely used. And all of the sudden, like as if someone had sent you a happy birthday message on
the
iPhone.
With
the balloons just came floating up into the picture, and there is no button upon which I have balloons anywhere. Should we stop or should we just keep rolling?
I think we should keep rolling.
All right, let's keep rolling. Yeah, so anyway, happy birthday to you.
Yeah, happy birthday. Well, I said it was Creed.
Yeah, it's
saying,
Creed.
Thank you for announcing our reunion.
So Creed is... Well, here's a couple of interesting things. I actually think this is an interesting story. Creed was known as a Christian rock band.
That's right. I forgot about that.
But they actually weren't.
No.
And when people started identifying them as a Christian rock band, they rolled with it.
Mm.
But I know for a fact, and I know this, I mean, I don't know this for a fact. It's secondhand information. I wasn't actually in the room.
For a fact.
But
that
I
actually,
heard it
actually.
From somebody. So one of my former, let's call him friend who also happened to always have cocaine on him that I would go and visit, and sometimes he would give me some. So he was like a friend who was...
With benefits.
Yeah, friends with benefits, who I always owed $30 to. maybe 60, possibly 100, I don't know. His wife was a waitress at the Cheetah.
Mm.
And she would tell me that Scott Stapp...
The Cheetah's a strip club.
The Cheetah's a very like high, fancy, highfalutin, very famous strip club here in Atlanta. She would tell me that Scott would go into the Cheetah often, and this never lined up with this kind of Christian rock band thing that I always thought about Creed, right? And she was like, "Oh, he's far from a Christian rocker. Like, you know, he's in there spending money, getting wild, going, you know, private rooms with the girls, drinking, doing whatever." And I was like, "Wow, that's interesting." And this was back when they were huge, like when they were at the top of their game, their heyday, when they were selling out arenas. But they broke up because Scott fell off the wagon. He had a very public mental breakdown. Do you remember that?
No.
No, he didn't. But remember him and his wife? And he was like, he thought that the FBI was after him and the CIA was watching him and he was calling his wife. And I think this is probably drug related, right? Drug-induced paranoia. And so he had a very public, very embarrassing, I'm sure, humiliating breakdown in public, broke up with his wife, bad divorce, lots of public information came out that I'm sure he would have rather not been public. Most of us don't. When most of us have our mental breakdowns, we get to keep it to ourselves. But Scott got all everywhere. So I kind of feel bad for the guy in that sense. They've been broken up for many years because the band just they just didn't see Scott as a good fit
with their Christian
Christian values, which they weren't even Christian band to begin with, according to Scott in a recent interview. And I would love to discuss this with him on air. Maybe we can get him on. But so Creed is back together. They are doing it. They are going to jump on that money train that I'm sure has long since left the station and is probably not coming back. But Creed, you have had to have lived in this time period, and I'm sure most of you have, when Creed was the biggest rock band in the world. They had like four or five songs that went straight to number one, and they were all really about Scott singing about Scott. He would have videos where he would be like on the cross crucifying himself in a shirt. He would have to take his shirt off. And
maybe that's where the Christian thing came from.
Maybe. I think he actually thought he was Jesus Christ at one point, and it was a little bit weird.
I did not think about Creed as much as you did, I don't think.
The only reason I thought about Creed is because I disliked them very much. That's the only reason.
Listening?
What's that?
You were hate listening?
I kind of was. I got to be honest. Every time, it was like when they got really popular, it was like the last kind of breath of MTV being an actual music channel. And so they had these videos, and they were absolutely ridiculous. It was all about Scott with his shirt off, and he was just...
I do remember
you remember
like
that?
Him ripping it.
Let's go there. Let's make all the circle. Let's go there. And he sounded like a cross between...
everywhere.
Yeah, Eddie Vedder everywhere. And Elvis. Yeah. Let's go there. Let's make all the circle. Let's go there. I hated it. I hated every bit of it.
Well, you probably, part of your brain was probably a little intrigued because of the Eddie Vedder
connection.
Little. Because you love Eddie Vedder. You're a huge Pearl Jam.
I love Pearl Jam fan. I'm a huge Pearl Jam fan. And I embarrassingly say that out loud. I'm a huge Pearl Jam. I love Pearl Jam.
No.
I think they're one of the great American rock bands of all time.
I think so too.
But like, it's the same thing that I felt when Stone Temple Pilots came out. I felt like, oh, here's an Eddie Vedder knockoff trying to sound like Eddie Vedder, because that's what everyone thought when Stone Temple Pilots first came out. Everyone thought it was Eddie Vedder. They didn't know that it was another band called Stone Temple Pilots, especially that first song. But I grew to appreciate that Stone Temple Pilots was a different thing altogether.
I loved STP.
He just happened to sound a lot like Eddie Vedder. However, I'm 99.9% sure that Scott Stapp was just imitating Eddie Vedder, trying to make that voice that Eddie has... That is so emblematic of Eddie. Yes, of course I did. Of course I did. Yes. The waiting drew me mad.
Boom.
You'll finally hear an album as I'm successful.
Fall off the stage.
Ladies and gentlemen, due to an unforeseen circumstances, the opening act, Chopper Johnson, will not be able to play at 12:15 this afternoon.
The lunch crowd.
Yes. However, we still will honor the 2-for-1 coupons on our special seafood paella. So Creed is getting back together, and I can't wait to see how this goes. And I do think that should they come to Atlanta, I'm sure it's not going to be at an arena, but should they come to Atlanta, right now they made this announcement about the reunion. The only thing that they're really doing, they've just announced they're going on one of those cruises that company puts together.
Oh, the cruises. Yeah.
I don't know that I want to be stuck on a cruise for a whole 5 days with people with, you know, has been musical acts, and I realize that they're popular, and I don't.
Some people love it.
Some people love
cruising in general. I don't. Or I don't think that I would. I've never been on a cruise.
But you'd love cruising. No, you would love cruising. No. I'm telling you, you'd love cruising. You'd love cruising, Chrissy. It's free booze everywhere you go. The ships are bigger than cities now. You can do what you can go. That one ship that we went on.
I don't want to be stuck. I'm an explorer.
But there's no stuck about it. It's so big.
But then you got to go stop at the ports and be back. And
oh, God,
time.
All the walking and inconvenience of having someone drop you off right in heaven.
No. I like to walk. I want to go down alleyways and explore. And not
you
have
can.
To be back at a certain time.
Okay. Well, you don't have to be back on a certain time. They just may leave without you.
Exactly. I think that's what would happen with me. I'd be like, I'm having too much fun in this place.
Some of my favorite videos on the internet are the cruise ship docking videos where people are running to get on the cruise ship.
Wait.
Yeah, wait. And they've been left behind. Yeah, and it's like everyone's waving to them. Of course. I think you'd really love it, especially if you went on one of the big ships, because there is a lot to explore. But okay, let's get past that.
Yes, okay, sorry.
These are not the ships that do these kind of cruises, right? They're on like small carnival boats, and they basically put a stage on top of the pool, and then you have to listen to 5 days worth of Creed because you're there to see Creed. I just always feel bad for the people.
Is it a Creed-only cruise?
No.
It's got to have other people.
There's like Smash Mouth, but that guy just died, so it's going to be Smash Mouth without that guy.
I don't think anybody else can
Somebody once told me we're not I have no lead singer, and now we have a cruise to go on.
Oh my God, that was a good impromptu.
Thank you. Don't know who will be singing, but Scott steps on the boat too, so maybe it'll be all bad. Yeah. Oh, the hits keep coming in, people keep dying.
Oh God, right.
We're all getting old and we're all start crying. So much to do, so much to say. We're all stuck on a boat for 5 days. Creed will do two sets on Saturday because Smash Mouth's no longer coming. I'm sorry to all the Smash Mouth. I'd like to apologize to all the Smash Mouth fans out there. Too soon? Too soon?
Well,
oh, here comes the printer again. Thanks, guys. Don't worry about it. Between the balloons, the printer, and the fan, this has been a banner episode of the commercial break. And now you're getting four of these a week.
This is, I think, the trajectory.
Yeah, this is the trajectory of the commercial break. Yep. We're just heading in this direction, left and right.
Whatever. We'll take the rolls. We'll take the punches and roll with it.
Amen, sister. I am interested to follow this Creed reunion to see how it goes. Well, I'm interested to see if they actually do shows outside of the boat. It's, you know, when someone, but.
Well, they might get a little confidence there on the boat because people would be like, you know,
Smash Mouth! We're Creed. Oh, we're Smash Mouth! The guy died. Did you hear? I thought you died. No, I'm Scott Stapp. I'm Scott Stapp, also known as the guy who saw Brian at the airport. From the commercial break.
Is Motley Crue going to be on there too? Wow! Hey,
wow! Wow! Wow!
Wow!
My heart. When I get high, indeed. Nurses and dogs on a bus that I feed. Wow!
Oh my God! You're
me up. Ladies and gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen, due to the hot fudge machine being broken on this cruise ship, Vince Neil has refused to play. My fries! French fries! I need some ketchup! Wow! Oh my God. Hey, there goes the printer again. What are we doing around here? Who's sending me balloons? Why is the printer going off? Who left a fan on? I did. That was my fault. Oh my God. I'll tell you what, this might be a good time to take our first break.
Yes, I think so.
This might be a great time to take our first break. We'll find out why the printer keeps printing, and we'll be back in just a few moments.
Yeah, Brian, we get it. But back to me. I mean, this TCB promo. Leave us a voicemail at 626-ASK-TCB3, and you might just hear yourself on the show. Want to text us instead? Lucky for you, we also have a number just for that. Text us at 855-TCB-8383 and give us compliments. You can also always go to tcbpodcast.com for all of our audio and video. Find us on Instagram at The Commercial Break, and on TikTok at TCB Podcast. And find us on youtube.com/thecommercialbreak for fully edited episodes. Now that that's done, let's listen to a few sponsors and get back to this episode of The Commercial Break.
This episode is sponsored in part by Regain, couples therapy by BetterHelp. So you've been dating someone for a little while, maybe you've been in a relationship for a year or two, and you're starting to hit some of those rough patches, those bumps and bruises, miscommunications. We've all been there, I've been there, and sometimes we're not equipped to handle those miscommunications, those little bumps and bruises. It's difficult to see the forest through the trees, even with someone we really care about. It's 2023. There's no shame in therapy. As a matter of fact, I've used couples therapy to help me communicate more effectively and deepen my relationships. And here is the crazy part, at least from my perspective. Relationship therapy has actually been just as effective when everything is great in my relationship, and it certainly has helped when things aren't so great in the relationship. An experienced and licensed therapist can help you walk through those rough patches and give both you and your partner some clarity. I swear by therapy, and couples therapy is no different. And BetterHelp, the leading online therapy brand, now has Regain Couples Therapy. It's online, you can do it on your own time, your own schedule, in your own way, from your own home or wherever. You just fill out a brief questionnaire and then you get matched to a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists at any time for free. Some of the best relationship advice I've ever heard was go to couples therapy. Because the best relationships are worth fighting for, try something new in therapy. Visit regain.com/BTY today to get 10% off your first month. That's regain.com/BTY, as in best to you. regain.com/BTY. Have a licensed therapist help you work through some of the rough spots. regain.com/BTY. And thanks to Regain Couples Therapy from BetterHelp for being a sponsor of The Commercial Break.
Okay, we're back from break. Hopefully with less interruptions this time. I wanted to mention, and I'm sure that you heard of this because I know that you and I are basically on the same page, but Richard Roundtree died. Did you read this?
Who's Richard Roundtree?
Shaft.
Chef. Oh, I did see
Richard
that.
Roundtree, yes. the famous actor from all the blaxploitation films. Yeah. He is just an incredible actor.
I know, who I did see that.
Who I don't think ever got the credit that he deserved for a series of what was colloquially referred to as blaxploitation films back in the 60s, 70s, and even into the early 80s. But he starred in one of the most famous movies ever, Shaft, which... You know, I think Samuel L. Jackson did a remake of that a couple of years ago that was terrible. But he was such a good actor, and everything that he acted in was, in my opinion, better off because Richard Roundtree had actually showed up on set. He was such a badass. He was amazing. And I really hope that he posthumously gets the credit that he deserves for being such a great actor, because I really have enjoyed his films throughout the years. And, you know, just more of me appropriating culture here, but I think that Shaft was one of the great characters in cinematic history.
I think so,
and,
too. I know I was telling Jeff, because I just read that the other night. You know, he does his end-of-the-year playlist.
Yeah.
But it's usually musical acts that, you know, somebody died or somebody put out something new, blah, blah, blah. Anyways, I was like, Shaft, and he was like, well, it's Isaac Hayes is the music of that, so.
Oh, yeah, you know, Isaac Hayes.
So I'm like, put Shaft on there.
I know. Oh, Isaac Hayes, who was the music for Shaft. He did so many films, and I don't want to go through all of them, but I just wanted to mention that he had passed away because I think just an amazing actor, and from some of the interviews that I've seen, such a cool cat too. Like, you can only hope to be that cool.
I know.
Can only hope to be born like that, right? Where you just born cool, everything happens, and it's you walk into a room and you're the coolest guy in the room. Not because you're trying to be the coolest guy in the room, because
you are
the coolest guy in the room.
You get that swagger.
You do. You got that swagger. Like Jagger. Like Jagger. Not the coolest guy in the room.
That's Maroon 5 did that song.
Maroon 5 did that song. Here's a printer again, printing out throughout history. I think we're having like a complete technical meltdown here. I think I started talking about Creed and Creed hacked into our... Are they Scientologists?
I get the police.
Are they Scientologists, Creed? Richard Roundtree passed away. I think he was, I think I read that he was 89 years old when he passed away.
Okay.
And he was starring in movies as late as 2022.
Nice. So good for him.
God bless you, Richard.
Yes.
On your way to
the next realm.
To the next realm. Hopefully a really cool place.
It's got to be.
Yeah. We'll see if we can get Teresa to contact him.
But, yeah.
Although I think if Richard is as cool as he as we all think he was, he's probably going to stay far away from that head of fucking hair. Amen. Did you also read that Quentin Tarantino's starting production on his last film? He's not going to do any more movie making after this next film?
Until he comes back. I mean, why do you have to say it's last? I'm never doing this again, because you might change your mind. Most people do.
I don't understand this either.
Okay, good.
You know, there are people who do, you know, there's a lot of actors, actresses, artists.
I mean,
types
if you're 90 and saying it's your last, okay.
Right.
That probably is your last.
But when you're 56.
But right.
Yeah. I mean, really, is that really your last?
Why?
I mean,
why does it have to be final?
Steven Spielberg, you know, Francis Ford Coppola. There's all these fantastic directors that are still making movies well into their 60s, 70s, and 80s.
It's their passion.
That's right.
That's Quentin Tarantino's passion, too. So why is he quitting?
And he
why?
Happens to be really fucking good at
he
it.
Is.
So don't stop, right?
I know.
I totally agree with you.
Like, you don't have to announce you're quitting. Just don't do something if you don't want to do it. But I think you might want to later.
I think you probably will want to. That's
Did it
right.
say why?
I you know, he gave this long, convoluted explanation on Rogan, but I just couldn't take more than 15 minutes of it. But then he also, I think, was with Stern at some point, and he gave a long, convoluted explanation. Just basically, like, he feels like he wants to spend the rest of his time following other pursuits, and that he's made the movies he wants to make, and he's got one more story to tell, and that's going to be it. And I can imagine for a guy like Quentin Tarantino, the movie making process has got to be very intricate and detailed.
Intense.
He writes all the movies too. I think most of the movies have been written by Quentin. And what was that?
I don't know.
Was that like a trumpet?
This needs to be our Halloween episode.
It seriously does. Are we on 4? Are we on 13 something?
What was that?
I don't know. I have no idea what's going on here.
It's our Halloween spooky episode. You know. Let's turn it into that.
Why not? Guess who's starring in his last movie?
Uma?
John Travolta.
Oh, he's bringing John back.
Yeah, who he has not done a movie with since Pulp Fiction.
Okay.
Which Pulp Fiction changed the cinematic universe
forever. It really
did. Ever. It was
for a lot of people, too. A lot of the actors, a lot of the director, and just, it's in your lexicon.
Yeah.
Now.
Absolutely. You know, the two movies, three movies that changed my life as a young man. And one of them was Pulp Fiction.
Yeah, me too.
The other one was Natural Born Killers.
Oh, that one was good.
And the third one was The Doors, right? Made by three outstanding directors and outstanding movies. Oliver Stone, Quentin Tarantino, and then who did the...
I can't believe The Never Ending Story isn't there. When you're
The Never Ending Story.
You're three.
Movie.
Come on, Brian.
No. But that did come on HBO Max yesterday.
It did?
It did. So now you have access to The Neverending Story. I would watch it, but it still makes me a little bit scared to this day. So
I loved it.
I loved it too. I think I told this story. When I went to, the first time I went and saw The Neverending Story, it was our birthday, Kevin and I, so we got to take one friend apiece because birthdays, you know, because my parents have permanently damaged my psyche by not celebrating birthdays. But we got to take one friend apiece to the movies to see Neverending Story.
That was nice.
We got any snack that we wanted, and I picked nachos with cheese.
Oh, well, you went nachos?
I went nachos with cheese. And let me tell you, in 1990-something, when I was 6 years old, and the nacho cheese sauce was a little bit different than it is now, right? It was basically... it was basically diarrhea, is what it was.
Yes, it was.
And so
it still can be to this day.
I'll never forget, and I still cannot eat that cheese sauce from the movie theater because I ate the cheese sauce And then I directly threw the cheese sauce up. The cheese sauce and all the stuff. So I missed a little bit of the movie because I was throwing up. But then on top of
in the theater, or did you got to run to the bathroom?
No, I had to run to the bathroom. Okay. Yeah, I do remember my mom holding my hand and taking me to the bathroom. So we get back into the movie theater, and then I remember they're already into like the meat and potatoes of the movie, and it was just scaring the shit out of me that there was this flying dog, this beautiful woman, these naked breasts, the turtle who talked. I just thought it was all too much. It was overwhelming, right? Sensory overload for a kid who just threw up all over his shoes.
Yeah, you were traumatized.
Yeah, I was traumatized, but I love the movie. The movie is so fucking fantastic. It was way ahead of its time, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So Atreyu and all the kids now are on HBO Max. You can go back and watch it.
I'm so excited. I love that movie.
The lesser known, but you know, probably just as good movie, Neverending Story 3, which is...
What?
There's a Neverending Story 3.
Was there a 2?
There was a two. There was a two that came out just a few years after that.
Oh, I didn't see that.
It's terrible.
No, the story ended with the first.
Yes.
I know it says never ending story, but it did end.
Yes.
With the first.
The never ending story actually ended. It should have been called the almost ending story or this will end story.
The never ending story, the end.
Yeah. The never ending story, then. In the grandpa in that movie with the fake mustache, you know?
That's Billy Crystal.
The grandpa?
Yeah, the little troll. No.
I'm talking about the grandpa who's telling the kid the story.
Oh,
you remember?
The grandpa.
Yeah. This all starts with he goes to the bookstore.
It's a magical bookstore. Well, see, I loved reading books when I was young, and I still do to this day. So I just loved. I was like, you can just get lost in a book. And
yeah, but did you
your
ever go
imagination?
To a, did you ever go to a bookstore that looked like a
where you got trapped in the attic upstairs?
You got trapped in the attic upstairs.
No, but it sounded fun to me.
And then have you ever seen a book that's so intricately designed and heavy with gold leaf, you open the book and all of a sudden you have a flying dog
at
your disposal.
I can only hope. I've been searching my whole life. I'll keep searching. That's why I love libraries.
Falcor! I loved it. I thought it was so incredible. And we can only hope that Quentin Tarantino's last movie is as good. You know,
I'm sure it'll be great.
I agree with you on this one. I hate when people announce that they're retiring because I don't think you need to announce it.
Yeah.
I think you just, if you don't want to make more movies. Yeah, it's like Daniel Day-Lewis telling us his last movie is going to be The Thread or whatever the fuck it was, which was a beautiful movie, by the way.
The Thread.
But he goes from,
was that the fashion one?
That was a fashion one.
Okay,
Have you seen it? Phantom Threads?
Yeah, I think I started to watch it. I don't know.
It's really, really good, but it's incredibly slow. Like, you got to be in a Daniel Day-Lewis mood in order to watch that movie and really enjoy it. But I did. I have watched it and I did enjoy it. But There Will Be Blood, Gangs of New York. I mean, this guy is Lincoln. These are some of the most brilliant performances ever put on celluloid. And then he just decides, Phantom Threads is going to be my last movie. Phantom fucking Threads is going to be your last movie? Why can't you and Quentin team up and retire together? Like, why don't we see some really good acting with a really good director and then you guys can walk off into the sunset together?
I don't think Quentin can walk away from the whole industry. I guess maybe he'll be involved in another way or something. I don't know.
Oh, no.
Why do you have to announce, I'm done?
I don't know. I agree with you. Like, imagine if we came on tomorrow and said, 500 more episodes and we're done. So get ready for it. It's like Howard Stern during every contract negotiation. I'm retiring. No, you're not. You're not going anywhere. Everyone knows you're not going anywhere. You wouldn't know what to do with yourself when you woke
up.
Like, what's Quentin going to do in his free time? Smoke pot and have sex with old pictures of Kate Winslet? I mean, I don't even know what he's going to do. He's got to make movies. It's in him. It's in his blood. He's got to do it. I'm still waiting for Kill Bill Volume 5. Where's that coming out?
I know. Those movies were great.
Pulp Fiction 2. Why don't we make that with John Travolta?
Maybe that's what it's going to be.
A lot less hair. But
he has no hair.
Oh, that's right. He's totally bald now, isn't he?
Yeah, but they have wigs.
Well, I know that, dumbass.
And they have Frankie's follicles.
Frankie's follicles. Oh, that was the best. That Frankie video that we watched was just, incredible.
The latest Frankie.
The latest Frankie.
Where he's drunk. It's drunk Frankie. I don't think I've ever seen drunk Frankie, except when in his intro video, when he's like smoking the cigar and knocking back one. But that's just intro. Doing a full blown.
Well, he did an intro so he could just follow that girl around with the camera and show himself with his brand new Ferragamo shoes, which is such a boner move. I mean, honestly, it's such a boner move. like you and I go for photo shoots and I do, we do that under dress, right? We're like, we have no interest in taking these photos.
Just like, I know. It's time for another photo shoot.
Is it really? Do we really have to go there? Isn't 100 pictures enough of us? Do we need updated photographs? But I don't go buy Ferragamo shoes for it. No,
he was trying to impress that girl.
He's known that girl for years. Maybe that's like the true love of his life, and he's just trying to get. I think he highly impressed her with his knowledge and opinions on the last.
What?
Huh?
Oh.
Okay, so I wanted to get into something because it's been a long time since we've done this, and this is a prelude to more episodes coming on later this week.
Okay.
I want to do a deep dive into some of the new dating shows that are out there, like The Cut, Jubilee, and some of these other stuff that's just like online only dating shows. Remember we did The Cut that one time? Highly fascinating and equal measures disturbing. That's
yes.
Right. But I also wanted to piggyfront off of a trend that's happening on Instagram. We have been breaking down these videos of a show called Blind Date from the UK, the UK version of Blind Date, which is a lot like our dating game or dating shows, which is you put one single man or woman behind a curtain, three eligible bachelors or bachelorettes, they ask a series of questions, and then they pick someone as the winner. They go on the date with them. In this version, in the UK version, they go on a week-long holiday with somebody.
Vacation. So
they
weird.
Ask two questions.
Yeah, and they choose.
She
and
picks
off.
Somebody, and then you're off. You just, I guess you're just supposed horrible. To spend the week with them. It sounds terrible. Terrible. It sounds like
oh,
torture.
Hey.
Yeah.
So oh, where hey. Are you from again?
What was that name? That'd be me. What was that name?
Do?
Yeah. What do you do? Who are you? What do you say we just take this free vacation and leave each other alone?
Exactly.
Yeah. You want to fuck? I'm up for it. But other than that, I don't want to do a whole lot of talking.
Right.
So we've been breaking down these videos. We've probably done four or five of these videos, but Celia Black is the host of the original version of this show.
She's sassy.
She is sassy. She's smart. She knows the right thing to say at all times. She's an interesting looking lady, right? She's got very British teeth, but she's a lovely human being. And all of the sudden on Instagram, I learned that Celia Black is not only an entertainer of measure on television. She is an entertainer of measure all round. She had a singing career. And on one of her albums, she sang a song called Surprise, Surprise. And that song is now one of the most popular memes on.
She's having a moment.
Yes, she is. Now, let me play this in the microphone, because if you're on Instagram, you've probably seen one of these. Hold on. That is definitely not it.
Well, Spooky. It's our Halloween episode.
Okay, here we go. Ready? Let me turn the volume on here.
Surprise, surprise.
Surprise, surprise. Okay, Celia, you might be a better host of a game show than you are a singer, but I play that because anybody that's been on Instagram and seen these memes, you'll know this is the lady who is hosting this Blind Date show, the same lady who is singing that clip. So without further ado, I would love to review another Blind Date video. What do you think, Chrissy?
I think so.
Let's do it. Okay, here we go.
Are you trolling on the internet?
Oh, yeah, I was trolling on the internet. I was trolling on the internet,
as
I do like to do, and I found some Blind Date we can review. That
Ooh.
Just made a rhyme there.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Blind Date, and here is your host, Miss Cilla Black.
I don't even think he got her name right.
No,
I think it's
Cilla.
Celia Black. Yeah. Oh, she's just so lovely, isn't she?
She is. She's just fun.
A real dame. She's a real
dame,
Chrissy.
She is a real
dame.
I like her outfit.
Yeah.
It's like semi-carpet. And it's all monochrome.
Welcome to Blind Date. Now, aren't teenagers weird?
Yes.
The other day, a postcard came from Spain addressed to our Ben. It just had his name and address on it. No message. And when I gave it to him, he said, oh, yeah, that's from my girlfriend. I said, but there's no message on it. He said, I know, we're not speaking at the minute. But right now, yeah. I'm going to speak to three young lads, hoping to spend the next few minutes
like
looking
the teen,
for a blind
date. Teen blind date?
Is teen blind date?
I think it's teen.
What? Teen. Oh, teen. Oh, Lord. Well, maybe we shouldn't be doing this one.
Well, let's see what happens.
Yeah, I think they're adults.
And here they are.
Guy is definitely not a teen, well, or he was born in that time when teenagers look like full-grown men.
Well, yeah. I was gonna say like the Johnny Depp, 21 Jump Street.
Yeah, 21 Jump Street.
Hello, number one. What's your name and where do you come from?
Good evening, sir. My name's Neil and I'm from Kent.
Very popular out there, Neil.
Yes.
What you doing?
Whatever. I'm used to it. Every time I say the word Kent, in Kent, I get a round of applause. whatever.
Well, I actually work in London, but I'm originally from Kent. I'm a party organiser.
A party organiser?
Oh, a party
I literally
boy.
Bring the cocaine. Also known as a drug dealer.
Party
organiser? This is why we've got all these fucked up titles for jobs now, is because people were like, party organizer, it doesn't sound good. How about event coordinator?
I mean, what kind of parties? I mean, you know.
Well,
rock and roll parties,
parties. I'll do 21st, I'll do big functions, private weddings.
21st. I'll do 21st birthday parties, I'll do bar mitzvahs. I do four-year-olds, kindergarten graduations. I'm really into everything, Scylla.
Anything that's a party.
Anywhere they need cocaine, I'm there.
What kind of music do you play at these parties?
Depending on the age group, really. If it's...
Creed. Smash Mouth.
Age group of 14 to 17-year-olds, then it's a lot of charty stuff and a bit of house music.
Well, if you like to dance, what kind of music do you like to dance to, and who with?
Oh, I like dancing to all sorts of music. I'm not really bothered, but I'd like to dance with Patsy Kensit actually.
Wouldn't we like to bring? I would love to bring this home to my parents.
Yeah, this is the kind of guy you want to bring home to your parents.
Hey, what do you do? Well, he's a party organizer.
I'm a party organizer, in Kent. What more do you need to know? And I love your daughter's tits. How much more information can I give you?
We met at my friend's 21st birthday.
We met at the kindergarten party down the street. I brought the pony.
All funny when you said her name.
Oh, you fell off my chair, actually.
Well, I wish you a lot of luck on blind date.
Thank you very
tonight.
Much.
I shall see you in a mo. Enjoy it. Hello,
I shall see you in a mo. She's already reducing words like we do on text messages now.
Hello, Scylla.
What's your name and where do you come from?
My name's George and I'm from Lancashire. Ah.
Well, George is an interesting looking creature. George is an Asian guy, which I don't think I've ever seen anyone of any sort of character whatsoever on this show. They've all been white men. Right? I mean, there have been a few people of Indian descent, but this is it's what he's wearing that really
stands
out. It is what
he's wearing, yeah. And that is a carpet vest.
Carpet vest, a...
Like an oriental carpet.
He's got
vest.
An ascot around his neck, as English people
and
do.
And corduroys. Big round
George,
glasses.
What's your job like?
I work in the hospital, Scylla.
Oh, what job of work do you do?
I'm a junior hospital doctor.
A junior hospital doctor? Is that like the hospital but smaller, or is that the junior hospital?
Junior
it's like
hospital.
The minor leagues for actual hospitals.
Yeah.
I'm practicing in the junior league.
I think he's a junior doctor.
Oh, junior doctor. Yeah. They take care of juniors, I guess. I don't know.
Oh, isn't that nice? Are you one of those dreadfully overworked poor lads?
I'm dreadfully overworked, yes.
That's why you're here tonight.
You're dreadfully overworked, so look, come back and give me a hand, Shandy, and let's have some champagne.
I'll be able to spend no time
That's
with
right.
my date.
We can have sex, Scylla, but I'm not taking my ascot off. It's part of my personality.
Well, you can do you ever get any spare time?
On.
Surprise, surprise.
That song, you can leave your hat on.
Yeah. You can leave your
ass caught on.
You can leave your ass on.
Do what you do with it.
Oh, we do get some spare time, and when I have it, I just try to do as much as possible. I just like to go out and have a good time, really.
I've been to his parties.
I literally try and do as much as possible. I run around town.
I've been to his parties, in fact.
Actually, every time I take a day off, I have him arrange a party.
Lady, we're all dying to know. Come on, tell us.
Well, I'd really like to get out with Annie Lennox, actually.
Oh, ooh. Annie Lennox.
In 1986, wow. I would like to go out with Annie Lennox, too. I'd like to go out there now,
actually.
She's already talk, isn't it, really? Enjoy blind dates, George. Thank I shall you. See you in a mo. Hello, number...
See you in a mo.
In a mo. I'm going to start saying that.
I know, that's crazy.
So, see you soon. See you in a mo.
See you in a mo. Hey, do you have a mo-mo? Do you have a mo?
You got a mo for me?
You got a mo for me? Just want to fire you real quick.
Three, what's your name and where do you come from?
Hello, Scylla. I'm Jamie and I'm from Avon.
I'm from England.
No, he said Maven.
Oh.
He's from Maven.
I'm from England.
Yes, but his haircut looks like a dead bat on top of his head. Why is there... Did you see that? Now, a plus symbol just came... Like, someone thumbs up the...
Are we on live?
I don't think so, but I'm starting YouTube? To suspect that maybe something's going on here.
Okay, Jamie, what's your job?
Well, I'm a consultant for an insurance company, a big insurance company in Avon.
What do you like about your job?
I do find it interesting. A lot of people think that working in office is very, very boring, but there's a lot of fun that goes on.
What about favourite ladies?
My favourite lady, I think, is Michelle Pfeiffer.
Mm. Michelle.
I don't need to ask what she's got, that, you know, Annie Lennox and the rest of them. I mean, well, come on, tell me. Especially.
I think so. She's got a very, very nice name for a start, but I just...
She's got a nice name.
Name? You know, yeah. How you're leading with that?
Of all the things that I use to determine whether or not I'm attracted to somebody, name is not one of them. Not at all.
Yes, I can see. I can see you on a dark night, Michelle Pfeiffer. Yes, I can see that.
All right, party boy blowing these other two away. But we'll see what happens here.
She's just very, very nice. I do like her a lot.
Well,
very well-defined face.
You will die when you see the lady that we've got lined up.
Oh, we know she's going to be a knockout. They always are.
Oh, she's
going to
be a knockout, yes. Every time they pick somebody on this show, she is...
Catsuit, yeah. Like, voluptuous. Full model, yes.
They pick straight 11 out of 10s for this show. Straight 11 out of 10s. Yeah. Oh, you know what? Actually, Chrissy, let's take a quick break right now.
Okay.
And then we will be back with more Blind Date.
Okay, podcast besties, time for one more quick break and then it's back to the drama. Check out tcbpodcast.com for all of our episodes and youtube.com/thecommercialbreak for fully edited video episodes. Find us on Instagram @thecommercialbreak and on TikTok @tcbpodcast. And of course, if you want to get in touch with us, which, like, of course you do, leave us a voicemail at 626-ASK-TCB3 or text us at 855-TCB-8383. Now, let's listen to some sponsors and get this show going.
All right, we're Black. We're Cecilia Black. We just took a mo and now we're Black. Here we go. Ready? This is one weird episode of the commercial break.
Halloween.
I'm going to remember this forever. Yeah.
In fact, I think she's better than Michelle Pfeiffer. I think she's gorgeous and may the best man win. I shall see you in a mo. See you later.
Thanks.
See you in a mo. I think she should probably just use one mo per episode. You know what I'm saying?
See you all in a mo.
Yeah. Your cool points are going down here, Celia.
Lads will be lucky tonight. It all depends on this young lady. Her name's Katrina, and she's from Tyne and Wear. Come in, Katrina!
Tyne and Wear. They're the weirdest names for villages over there. Tyne and Wear.
Villages.
Oh. Well. I guess not everyone is a 10. 11 out of 10.
She's cute.
Yeah, she's cute. She's like cute, like next door cute.
Katrina, welcome to the show. Now, you're studying at the minute, aren't you?
That's right, Stella, I am. I'm doing travel and management at college.
Travel and management? What's your hope to be then?
Well,
travel and management?
A travel agent?
What is that? I'm here to apply for the management position. I'd like to travel also. I majored in travel and management, so I could manage while I'm traveling. It's perfectly British.
I like to travel all over the world, but a career perhaps presenting my own programme would be nice.
Oh, so watch it. Oh, yes, watch it. Oh, my job's on the line here. But, I mean, you do a very worthwhile job in your spare time. I mean, you do hospital radio.
Yes, that's right.
Hospital radio? Welcome to Hospital Radio! Everybody's dying on the weekend!
I think it's the Dispatch.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought it was like a Robin Williams Good Morning Vietnam for the hospital. You know those Brits, they love their radio over there.
I'm a hospital agent at my local hospital, and basically I present ward call. And that's when you sort of sit down, you collect the requests from the patients, and you play what they want to hear.
Oh, it is hospital radio.
Play what they want to hear.
I'd like to hear surprise, surprise, my surprise, surprise.
Well worthwhile pastime. I think you're doing a great job. But I mean, in your fantasy, when you're playing these records and sending these messages to the hospital patients. I mean, there's one man in particular.
Oh, that's right, Phil. That you speak of. The love of my life.
Who is the love of your life?
It's Kevin Petz.
Who's that?
I don't know.
The Page 7 Model of the Year.
All right, Katrina. Best of luck with the show. You've got 3 questions there.
Okay, Katrina, see you in a mo.
To ask those lovely guys over there. So fire away in your own time.
Right, okay. My first question is to number one. My mother told me never to talk to strangers, and you're a stranger. So why should I talk to you?
I'm a party organiser.
I'm a party organiser.
That's just a standard answer for everything.
I've done more kindergarten graduations than any DJ in the entire Kent surrounding area.
But it's part of my job to get involved with strangers meeting. But actually taking a look at these two, I don't think you'll find anything strange about me.
Right, well, I suppose you could be organising me a party, wouldn't they?
Oh, yeah, right. Most definitely.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. I got some blow and I got a dick.
I got a blazer on.
I got a blazer. Can't take the blazer off. It's standard fare for the bedroom in 1982.
Right, same question to number two.
Hello, Katrina.
Hiya.
Hi, well, though we're both strangers, trust me, I'm a doctor.
Junior.
That's a good one. Junior, doctor. In a junior hospital for juniors.
Same question number 3, please.
Well, I think your mother's absolutely correct. I've been told I'm a bit of a fast worker. I think after spending 5 minutes with a...
I don't know. What is that? That can't be good. It can't be good when someone calls you a fast worker in relation to strangers. Yeah, yeah. I'm a fast worker. I can kidnap you quickly. I know how to tie a stranger up in 3 seconds and have him in the back of my blacked-out minivan quickly.
Pretty girl like you, I need a good talking to.
You haven't even seen me yet, but maybe I could pay you off with my mum.
Oh, snap, girl.
Was that number 3?
That was number 3.
Right, I remember that. Right, the second question to number 2. I love reading...
Who what? Do you I've work never, for? Number 2.
A junior doctor hospital. I have a junior degree. I have a junior PhD. I've never seen glasses so big on a human being. Have you?
They're very round.
They're very round.
Mm-hmm. What of books do you enjoy?
Well, I like to read in the bath, Katrina. And I really like romantic fiction. So, as you can imagine...
So wait, I'm hold on one second.
Him, like, yeah, in a bubble bath with like a Harlequin novel.
Yeah, with one of those weird drawings on the front of a, yeah, breast sticking out.
What was it?
Torn
Fabio.
Clothes, Fabio. Yeah. Yeah. Whatever happened to that butter guy? Where's Fabio now?
So my books are pretty steamy.
Okay, same
sounds what?
Dubious.
Oh, dubious. Mm. I thought that was a new word. Dubious.
Right, same question to number three.
As well, I like to read a lot of mystical fantasy novels with witches, sorcerers, and faraway
lands. Fantasies. Oh, Lord. Dragon sex.
That's right. He's going to the local scholastic fair. At the elementary school to pick out some books on flying horses and witches.
J.R. Tolkien's one of my favourites, but I don't like to make a hobbit out of it.
That's a very British joke. I don't want to make a hobbit out of it.
Same question to number one, finally.
Well, I actually like fiction, Katrina. I like especially Leslie Charteris' The Saint. But I'm sure if I went out with you, I wouldn't be a saint for much longer.
They have to get a heads up on these questions.
Yeah,
this is way too smooth.
Do. Yeah, it's way too smooth, number one. Number two, I think this guy should probably have a restraining order for parties specifically. He should be 30 yards yes. away.
Okay, finally, the last question, number three. It's number three. I've done a bit of local radio and have reported on many local events. What event in your life would you like me to report on?
Well, I like to.
Well, I just got a haircut that looks like a spider on my head.
I'd like to report on that.
Yeah, I'd like to report on that one.
I have charity work actually at home. And if you'd really like to, I'd love you to report on me with a bungee rope and to jump off the top of the Clifton Suspension Bridge and catch you on the rebound.
Whoa.
I'm not even sure what that
I
meant.
Okay.
I don't even think he knows where he was going with that. And yes, they probably got these questions ahead of time, and the producers probably worked on the answers. The producer's like, no, that's not what we said. There is no improv on Blind Date.
Same question to number two, please.
Well, Katrina, I like to do a bit of painting and collage, and I'd really love to have my own one-man exhibition. So if you came to report on that, then I'd invite you to a very special private viewing.
It's called Junior Doctors, Junior Dictors.
A
one-man exposition by a man who takes
it's
baths.
A very Renaissance man.
He is. Got it.
Right there in the bath with the Harlequin romance novel. Collages.
Collages. And paintings.
Private showings.
Yes. I'd like to see where this guy is now.
Number two, just tell me what sort of things would you exhibit?
Oh, all my own artwork.
And finally, could I have number one's response, please?
I'm going to put on a
well,
party.
You know, I'd like to my helicopters. So if you actually reported on my maiden flight, I'd be in the air, you'd be on the air, and we'd both definitely be on the same wavelength. Oh.
Cheese, Dick. Hold on one mo while I figure out a classic interpretation of a 1980s Coke dealer in downtown London.
Katrina, you've asked your three questions.
Hello.
Three varied replies. Who are you going to go for?
I'm stuck.
Are you stuck? That's for the first time this evening, isn't it? Don't make your mind up just yet. Here's our Graham with a quick recap.
Katrina, will your blind date be Whirlybird number one? His hero is the saint, but watch out, he's really a bit of a devil. He's steamy number two, the medical man, who'd raise your temperature, increase your heartbeat, and make you say, ah. Or perhaps you fancy elasticated number three, who, if you threw him over, would bounce right back again, and again, and again, and again. The decision? He's yours.
That didn't help, Graham.
It didn't help not one
Graham.
Bit. And by the way, we can remember the last 5 minutes of our life. Like, you didn't need to recap that, dude. so stupid.
Yes, Katrina, the decision is yours, and we're all dying to know. Have you made your mind up yet?
I think so.
Who's it going to be?
Number one.
No, you should have stuck with number two. He's a doctor.
Yep.
All right.
I wonder where they went.
Who cares? To that guy's party, the number one's party. That's where they went.
In a helicopter.
We're going to Mykonos in a helicopter with number one. All right. Okay. Been a great episode. Thank you very much to all the people who are sending balloons
episode.
And hearts and thumbs up on our... Where in the world is all this stuff coming
know.
From? I don't know either, but I'm going to get to the bottom of it. Yeah. I'm investigating what's going on here at the commercial break because some strange stuff is happening with the technology. Not that that part's new, but usually...
it's our doing.
Usually it's not additive, it's subtractive. Like, we usually lose a camera or, you know, audio or something like that. All right, 4 days a week now here at the commercial break, and we are so ever excited to be bringing you more content than ever. We're gonna do almost 200 episodes next year. Isn't that crazy to think about? It's insane, but we're super excited about it. TCBpodcast.com is where you go. Find out more information about Chrissy and I, all the audio, all the video right there from one location, the entire library. Most importantly, you can get your TCB bumper sticker. The brand new one is Piggy Fronting, the Teresa Caputo sticker. I just love it. I just love it. I think it's awesome. I know. The Piggy Fronting sticker now available. You go to the website, send us an email, tell us you want the sticker, give us your address. We'll send it out the door sooner rather than later. 626 Ask TCB the number 3. That's 1-626 Ask TCB the number 3. Yes, there are little letters on your dial pad, and that's how you dial it up. You can leave us your questions, comments, concerns, or content ideas via text message or via voicemail. But if you leave a voicemail, you may appear on the commercial break. So be mindful about what you say and what name you use. Though I'll try and edit out the names. I don't know that I'll catch it 100% of the time. You can see how things go here in the studio. Don't trust me to edit out your name. At the commercial break on Instagram, TCB Podcast on TikTok, and most importantly, we really would appreciate it if you would go to youtube.com/thecommercialbreak. Subscribe, like on your favorite video, comment, you know how to do it, and do us a favor, set your settings on your phone to download new episodes of The Commercial Break so we're not doing all of this in vain. All right, Chrissy, I guess that's all I can do today.
I think so.
But I'll tell you that I love you.
I love you.
And best to you.
Best to you.
Also, best to you out there in the podcast universe. Thanks for being a listener of The Commercial Break. We always say, we do say, and we must say.
Goodbye.